It put me in a quandary. On the one hand, I didn't want anyone to get hurt because my brother had exerted himself so furiously on my behalf. On the other hand, I didn't particularly care to go in and find my brother lording it over a room full of worshipful women like some dark god of lust and shadow. I chewed on my lip for a while and decided to go in. If he had become the kind of monster his family generally did, I owed it to him to try to talk some sense into him, or pound it in, whichever. I pushed open the door to the coffee cup and was immediately pleasantly assaulted by the aroma of coffee. There was techno music playing, thumping bouncily and mindlessly positive. The front room contained a coffee bar, a few little tables, and a little podium next to a heavy curtain. Even as I came in, one of the young women behind the bar came out to me, gave me a bubbly, caffeinated smile, and said, "Hi, do you have an appointment?" "No," I said, glancing back at the curtains. I just need to talk to someone. One second." "Sir," she said in protest and tried to hurry into my path. My legs were longer. I gave her a smile and outdistanced her, pushing the curtain aside. The techno music grew a little louder as I went through. The back room of the boutique smelled the way boutiques always do, of various tonsorial chemicals. A dozen styling stations, all in use, stood six on a side, marching up to a rather large and elaborate station on a little raised platform. At the base of the little platform was a pedicure station, and a young woman with a mud mask and cucumber slices and a body posture of blissful relaxation was lounging through a pedicure. On the other side, another young woman was under a dryer reading a magazine, her expression heavy and relaxed with that post-coiffure glow. On the main chair on the platform, a deluxe number that leaned back to a custom shampoo sink, another young woman lay back with a blissful expression while having her hair washed. By Thomas. He was chatting with her amiably as he worked, and she was in the middle of a little laugh when I came in. He leaned down and said something in her ear, and though I couldn't hear the substance of it, it came across in an unmistakable just us girls kind of tone, and she laughed again, replying in a similar manner. Thomas laughed and turned away, practically prancing over to a tray of styling implements, I supposed. He came back with a towel and, I swear to God, a dozen bobby pins held in his lips. He rinsed her hair and started pinning. "Sir," protested the coffee girl who had followed me into the room. Everyone stopped and looked at me. Even the woman with the cucumbers over her eyes took one of them off and peered at me. Thomas froze. His eyes widened to the size of hand mirrors. He swallowed and the bobby pins fell out of his mouth. All the women looked back and forth between us, and there was an immediate buzz of whispers and quiet talks. "You have got to be kidding me," I said.
"Oh," Thomas said. "Ari."
One of the stylists glanced back and forth between us and said, "Tomas, who is your friend?"
"Friend?"
Oy vey. I rubbed at the bridge of my nose with one hand. I was never going to get away from this one, not if I lived to be 500. Thomas and I sat down at a table over cups of coffee.
"This?" I asked him without preamble. "This is your mysterious job? This is the money-making scam?"
"It was a cosmetology school first," Thomas said.
He spoke in a French accent so thick that it barely qualified as English.
"And night work as a security guard in a warehouse where no one else ever showed up to pay for it."
I rubbed at my nose again.
"And then this? Here I'm thinking you've created your own batch of personal thralls while running around as a hired killer or something, and you're washing hair?"
It was difficult to keep my voice quiet, but I made the effort. There were too many ears in that little place. Thomas sighed.
"Well, yes, washing, cutting, styling, dyeing, I do it all, baby."
"I'll bet."
Then it hit me.
"That's how you're feeding," I said. "I thought that took..."
"Six?"
Thomas asked. He shook his head.
intimacy, trust, and believe me, next to sex, washing and styling a woman's hair is about as intimate as you can get with her.
You're still feeding on them, I said.
It isn't the same, Harry. It isn't as dangerous. More like sipping, I suppose, than taking bites. I can't take very much or very quickly, but I'm here all day and it, he shivered. It adds up.
He opened his eyes and met mine.
And there's no chance I'm going to lose control of myself. They're safe.
He shrugged his shoulder.
They just enjoy it.